Part 2. You will hear a wildlife photographer, called Liana Marson, talking about her work. For questions 7 to 14, complete the sentences. You now have 45 seconds to look at Part 2.
The reason that I choose to be a wildlife photographer is that it is a way of making money while spending time with animals in their natural environment. When I capture a unique moment in an animal's life, and with it the essence of the spirit of the creature, the feeling is magical. Nothing compares to it. These days, the technical elements of photography are often considered to be the key to photographic success. But in my view, a great picture results from a combination of the camera and the photographer. They are interdependent. Admittedly, it does help. But actually, most important for a wildlife photographer are the task of tracking an animal and the skill of anticipating its movements. It's for this reason that I think wildlife photography is so challenging. It's not just something that can be learned by reading a technical manual. Therefore, I don't consider the technical specifications of my camera to be the key to my work. It's the relationship that I have with my subject and my interaction with it. I love animals, and no matter how big or small they are, every opportunity to photograph them is a privilege for me. One experience that stays in my mind is when a female leopard came within 4 meters of me with her cubs. It was a scary moment, I will admit. Both she and I had to be very trusting, each watching the other with the greatest respect. I spend a lot of time abroad, and usually I go to a place for at least 3 weeks. Having said that, however, last year I was away for 7 months of the year. I practically did a world tour. I do love travelling overseas to photograph wildlife, but my pet hate is packing, because I tend to want to take everything that I own. Then there are my lenses, memory cards and downloaders, 2 cameras and duplicates of every charger and cable you can imagine, just in case. In the beginning, I used to get really stressed out about travelling, but now it has become second nature to me, and it only takes me about a day to prepare for a trip, even a long one.
Now you will hear part 2 again.
The reason that I choose to be a wildlife photographer is that it is a way of making money while spending time with animals in their natural environment. When I capture a unique moment in an animal's life, and with it the essence of the spirit of the creature, the feeling is magical. Nothing compares to it. These days, the technical elements of photography are often considered to be the key to photographic success. But in my view, a great picture results from a combination of the camera and the photographer. They are interdependent. Admittedly, it does help, but actually most important for a wildlife photographer are the task of tracking an animal and the skill of anticipating its movements. It's for this reason that I think wildlife photography is so challenging. It's not just something that can be learned by reading a technical manual. Therefore, I don't consider the technical specifications of my camera to be the key to my work. It's the relationship that I have with my subject, and my interaction with it. I love animals, and no matter how big or small they are, every opportunity to photograph them is a privilege for me. One experience that stays in my mind is when a female leopard came within 4 meters of me with her cubs. It was a scary moment, I will admit. Both she and I had to be very trusting, each watching the other with the greatest respect. I spend a lot of time abroad, and usually I go to a place for at least 3 weeks. Having said that, however, last year I was away for 7 months of the year. I practically did a world tour. I do love travelling overseas to photograph wildlife, but my pet hate is packing, because I tend to want to take everything that I own. Then there are my lenses, memory cards and downloaders, 2 cameras and duplicates of every charger and cable you can imagine, just in case. In the beginning, I used to get really stressed out about travelling. But now it has become second nature to me, and it only takes me about a day to prepare for a trip, even a long one.
That is the end of part 2. Now, turn to part 3.